The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do all the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about so many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, I'm sure those words spoken by Jesus this morning probably apply to most of us and to most of you listening and taking part in this Mass this morning. You are anxious and worried about so many things. You fret and worry about so many things. I think that applies to a lot of people today, and perhaps to you who are listening to this Mass this morning and watching it, perhaps it applies to you too. So, is there an antidote to that? How do you deal with situations like that? Well, let's have a little look at closer look at the Gospel this morning. Was Mary condemning Martha? No, not at all. So what was he really saying to us? The Gospel this morning is about listening. It would be unusual if Jesus went along to Mary and Martha totally on his own. It was almost probably certainly accompanied by some of his apostles. So he was teaching to them and explaining the scriptures to them. And so Mary came into that scene and sat listening to him at his feet. So she came into a totally male atmosphere, which took a lot of courage. But so there's two things in the Gospel this morning. He wasn't condemning Martha in any way, but also he was saying to Martha, your sole job is not in the kitchens, so to speak, because in those days, women were very much put down and were never allowed to participate in any kind of where men were, or they were totally forbidden to do that. Here was Mary sitting, listening to Jesus. And Jesus was really pointing out the egalitarian of all people, especially women. And you see that time and time in the Gospels. Jesus had a great respect for women and wanted to give them their rightful place. And in the church, isn't it a shame that we don't follow his example? And very often we don't, and haven't done, most certainly in the past. And number two in the Gospel this morning, listen. Listen. You say, what do you mean by listen? Listen to the Lord speaking to you. Well, when does he speak to me? He speaks to us in so many different encounters, situations every day, and we miss it. We're not listening. Something happens, we're in some kind of difficulty, we meet somebody, they say something. Very often, that's Jesus speaking to us. But are we distracted and worried and anxious about so many, many things? You got to ask yourself, what does worry, anxiety, fretting achieve? And the answer is nothing, except stress and making things worse. So there's a lot in the gospel this morning to be thought about.